Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Riggs Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Gisto. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Boone. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Boone. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frank Brugge. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground for an out. Wamsgans moves to second. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Wamsgans moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brugge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Hauser scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Bruggy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruggy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto fields the ball and throws to Boone covering. Safe. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Galloway moves to third. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive off the glove of Boone. The ball bounces into foul territory, and onto the outfield grass. Walker reaches second base with a double. Galloway scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Wamsgans reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0-for-1 in the game. Gisto strikes out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 0-for-1 in the game. Brugge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Galloway reaches third base with a triple. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Young. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Brugge and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0-for-2 in the game. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Young fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Welch bunts towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 0-for-2 in the game. Brugge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Brugge reaches second base with a double. Miller moves to third. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from O'Neill to Stevenson. The throw back to home, and Miller is out at the plate. Brugge moves to third. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rommel moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Rommel moves to third. Young moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0-for-3 in the game. Gisto hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Galloway fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by O'Neill for a passed ball. Miller moves to second. Beauty McGowan pinch hits for Frank Brugge. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan bunts towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. Galloway goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Athletics. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rommel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Cy Perkins now catching. Larry Gardner pinch hits for Jim Lindsay. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Jameson hits a line drive towards first. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Edmondson now pitching. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.